your music is very deep, and it, somebody would say it's hard to get, but how do you manage to incorporate everything?
We don't think too much about it. Really. We just try to do it. It's easy to say we just do it, but we don't make a don't talk about deepness. Or we just, I think we are the
there's
four of us.
End, yeah. There's not an end goal when we're making.
Yeah.
We just try to stay true to what's happening musically and lyrically and, you know, whatever, vocally and stuff. But we're not trying to. We're not trying to do something, you know, trying to be, you know, something deep.
Thank you.
Do you know what I mean? We try to reflect the time that we're in when we're making the music as well, when we're making whichever track we're working on. So it's often mirrored by what's happening at the time. A lot of songs come about at a particular time, you know. So.
What is the most important thing when you're making music for you as an artist?
To stay true to ourselves, to don't, so we don't have a concept, so we don't, we talk about music which we listen about music which we like, yeah, at the moment. So I think it's also important to be a fan of something, yeah, but very, but it's very important to not try to copy things we like, but to how do you say?
Yeah, we let it inform us.
Yeah, influence.
Yeah.
Us, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I think the most important thing is that we feel honest with what we've done at the end when we put out a record, that we feel like we really reflected where we were at the time, and however, you know, we change a lot. Our music changes a lot whenever, depending on where we are and what we feel like doing.
What are your plans for the summer? It's a busy summer.
We're
all taking a break.
Yeah, it's holidays.
Yeah,
it's a summer break. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're doing a lot of music for commercials and movies and series, TV series.
The commercials, not that much. More TV. Yeah, it's different, yeah. Because when we're doing an album as a Sofa Surfers, we just do what we want. If you're doing the score for a movie, there's a director, and he has, you know,
an idea of
how the music should sound. Yeah. So you have to. It's more a compromise, I'd say. It's a bad word, compromise. Yeah,
yeah.
It's different. It's different. It's interesting. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of other people. Yeah, who have an idea about how it should sound like and how the movie should be in the end. So, I prefer to create an album as a band. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I have to ask you, what do you think about the music scene today?
From a business perspective, it's more difficult and a mess. Maybe you mean it like that. So it's a lot of things changed, but I think there's still a lot of interesting things coming out nowadays. You have to take time, to discover new things. But
I mean, it seems like there's just a much wider scope and availability of music of all kinds, you know, because everybody, you know, it's so much easier to put out music by yourself, you know, which is a good thing in a way. But there are effects of that as
there's
well.
There's a lot of crap coming out.
Yeah.
You have to focus. Every Friday there are so many albums coming out, and album, I think it's, for us it's very important as the album format, how do you say? The young people, they listen just to songs, you know, track, they have the playlists, and I have to say the people, for me it's a problem that people just listen to bad quality from a sound, how to say, from a quality level, because listening to YouTube and MP3, listen to Spotify, you know, and
Deezer,
and, yeah. And you miss a lot of details if you listen, if you just listen to MP3 music, yeah. If you listen to high-res music, yeah, the master quality and to vinyl, there are a lot of things going on, you know, the headphone. You miss when you're listening to YouTube, yeah. This is...